Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Tweet Coleman, a former Boeing 727 and 747 pilot with Continental Airlines. She has 22 years working in the FAA and is a published author of Take Your Life Off Autopilot. Tweet received her Doctorate of Aerospace Aviation Education and is currently teaching aviation-related courses and is today's host.
Welcome, everyone. My name is Tweet Coleman, and I'm one of the hosts for the Florida Aviation Network. We're broadcasting live and in the clear, and we're here at the Central Florida Aerospace Academy in the Aerospace Center of Excellence at Sun and Fun Complex in Lakeland, Florida. And Lakeland, Florida has just been beautiful all week. And so if you haven't been to the Sun and Fun's 49th annual show, you might want to consider coming because it will be here until Sunday. And it's beautiful weather, warm weather, so we hope to see you on the field here. We have two very interesting guests with us for this session, and we're going to be talking to my left to Ron Timbermans, that's with an S, Ron Timbermans, and next to him is Loretta Webb, and they represent the Wings Industry Network, and they have a new program, and they're going to share it with us and tell us how we can help them with their program. So let us start with Ron. Well, welcome. And as you probably know, Ron is a familiar face. He's also one of the hosts here for the Florida Aviation Network. Welcome, Ron.
Thank you. It's nice to be in this chair rather than in that chair. So the pressure is not on quite as hard as it is on you today.
So. Ron, yeah. Can you tell us, how did this get created, this program?
Yeah, so you probably, you and all of our audience have probably heard about the FAA WINGS program. That's the FAA's version of a pilot proficiency program that they label WINGS. And so it's had limited but notable success in the many years that it's been in existence. So Loretta and I represent a separate organization called the WINGS Industry Network. So the tie-in there is WINGS. And so our organization is a coalition of aviation entities and organizations that have safety as their central theme or as a core value, if you will. And so some of our member companies are like GLIM Aviation, National Association of Flight Instructors, Society of Aviation Flight Educators, SAFE, and Hartzell Propeller. And I can't remember all the name. There's some 30 organizations that have their own business line, of course, but they incorporate safety as one of their core values. And all of us together in this network, we want to drive the accident rate down to zero. And that, we believe, is doable. And we're going to do that through a cooperative effort where each of us share our best practices and promote aviation safety and for pilots to use the WINGS Pilot Proficiency Program and for AMTs to use it as well. So a number of things that we have are products and services that Loretta will cover in just a minute. But that's our central focus. We're trying to drive the accident rate to zero by getting pilots to complete phases of WINGS, which makes them a more proficient pilot. And we've got all kinds of statistics that show when a pilot is proficient, he or she is less likely to have an accident. One of the best examples, I think, comes from Avemco Insurance. So they, of course, you know, are in the business of insuring aviators and aircraft for damages and losses, of course. And they do all kinds of analytics. And one of their analytics showed that on average, a claim that they pay happened about 380 days after that pilot had their last proficiency training. Oh. 380 days, that's just over a year. So we're thinking, you know, if we could get pilots to do proficiency training at least once every 365 days, we might be able to extend that or eliminate that. So, I mean, it's not exactly the parameter that we can draw a parallel to, but it's certainly an interesting a number that Avemco came up with, 380 days since the last proficiency training when an accident occurs and they have a claim that they pay out. Well, it benefits all of us if other pilots are safe as well as our own self because our insurance premiums go up and down as the accidents get paid by insurance companies. So it behooves us to be proficient pilots, and so we're trying to promote that through the Wings Industry Network and our 30-some members that we work with.
So great. And both of you are founding members of this organization, right?
Indeed. We have four directors. Loretta and I are directors, and then one of our senior mentors, Paul Berger, he's been a philanthropist and an aviation safety fanatic for many, many years. And then John Typen, who is also a pilot and instructor and an aviation proponent of aviation safety proponent. And John has extensive experience in production stuff. So what we're doing here in this production studio today, John has almost the same capability from his home studio in St. Louis. And so he's a part and parcel to what we do. And so as Loretta will explain in a little bit, we do, among other things, broadcasts on safety topics.
Oh, nice. Like, yeah, okay, indeed. Good. Well, Loretta, I understand that you're the business part of the organization, let us say, with your background in communication. And could you tell us a little bit about how you fit into the program?
Well, first of all, I want everybody to know here that John Typen is also broadcasting this, all of the fan interviews live.
Oh, great.
As well, through our
Thank
system.
Thank you, John.
Yeah.
Thank you,
through
John.
Through our system. So, you know, as I was saying, I worked for the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association, my first job in aviation in 1990. And, you know, there is when I first learned about the complexity and the cost and all the different things associated with trying to become a pilot, right? And I hadn't been a pilot. I went there to do other things. Mm-hmm. And then I moved from there to Avemco Insurance Company. And so I learned at AOPA how difficult it is and how much it costs and how long it takes. And then at Avemco, I learned about hazards, right? And I learned about some hazards that are really very unfortunate and things that Avemco had a program called Claims in the Real World, What the NTSB Doesn't Report. And so you see things, and that's when I became interested in aviation safety and decided I would make it a legacy. So then I went to work for the National Association of Flight Instructors, and so then I added, and how they teach them, you know, to fly. And so it all came together, and I met Paul Berger, as Ron mentioned, who deserves a shout-out here because he's been extraordinarily generous, probably donated close to $1 million of his money to help support general aviation safety. So in any case, having met Ron through one channel and John Typen through another channel, we all just kind of came together and said, gosh, what can we do? With Paul, I was involved in what was the Wings Industry Advisory Committee with the notion that what does the industry have to say? And that's when the four of us sort of came together with this and said, well, what can we do for the industry? How can we combine and connect everybody with what industry members are doing that they may not know about? Mm-hmm. They may not know about. And how can we get more people access to what the industry is already preparing? And, you know, we all know SAFE and King Schools and things like that. But what about the safety content that Hartzell Propeller is doing? What about the safety content that Cirrus or Cessna, you know, are these things available beyond the reach of people who already know it's there, mm-hmm. right? And so that's a big part of what we're trying to do.
So you have some 30 organizations already?
It's actually closer to 40.
Oh,
and it's pretty much every association in the industry. Along with University Aviation Association, the Gamma, the whole crew. Redbird is a part of us, all kinds of industry members, universities, Polk County University. We're working, I believe, with another couple of universities, Ron, that we just started working with. So yeah, we've been able to establish a really, really great network, and we get a lot of positive feedback from everybody new that we talked to about it.
So tell us about the mission.
So our mission is, as I mentioned before, to drive down the accident rate to zero. And we're going to do that by encouraging pilots and AMTs to become proficient proficiently train pilots through using the WINGS program. Now, perhaps there are other programs of which you can maintain proficiency, just going out and flying with an instructor and the like, but the WINGS program is beneficial in that it's an organized way of doing it. It is content rich for knowledge credits, and it also gives an opportunity to structure a flight proficiency training program with various flight credits. And then it keeps record of your training for you. So the WINGS program pretty much has it all. And our WINGS industry network that Loretta and I represent along with John Typen and Paul Berger, we are a 501c3 not-for-profit corporation, so we do accept and encourage donations for our efforts and the like. And we're working hand-in-hand with the FAA FAST team, the safety team. They're the ones who run the WINGS program and are responsible for putting content up on the www.faasafety.gov website and the like. So we're working very closely with them. They've given us some pretty broad capabilities and responsibilities to take on their behalf, and we take that seriously, of course, and we're together trying to build a better program.
Mm-hmm.
Indeed.
And I like the WIN, W-I-N, that you're, it just happens to be our marketing guru over there.
Yes,
very good,
indeed.
Loretta.
Well, we all, you know, it was an interesting challenge coming up with that. You'd be surprised at some of the discussions that we had. Uh-huh. But, yeah, in the end, we're like, yes, it's a perfect fit.
Yeah,
it is.
So what are some of the programs you currently offer?
Well, and we may have a slide for this, the products and services. Loretta, you were going to cover that, I believe.
Yeah. So, in order to sort of give a footing or a background to who we are and what we do, we came up with the notion of providing a newsletter, broadcasts, coursework, WINGS Pros. We support the WINGS Pros. We have a sweepstakes and... Our flagship product. That'll be Easy Wings that he's going to share with you. but our newsletter and website is primarily to get the word out to the broader community. And the sole purpose of it is to take our industry members and content that you find in their communities and the FAST team program managers, what they're doing, what they're learning, what they see, put content in there, the national headquarters, and then we report on numbers. Mm-hmm. And then we have a sweepstakes. The sweepstakes is designed, again, to bring an incentive to get more people to complete the WINGS program, because in the final analysis, content is one thing, but flying in the airplane is really, it's the piece de resistance, right? You know, we can all take courses. This could be considered a course, right? So the Insights broadcast is another means of our saying, here's an industry member who's deep-rooted goal and core value is safety, and you may not have known anything about it. We had GLIM Aviation on a few months back, and some of the audience members were just amazed. And they learned a lot, from a representative they didn't know. You know, we don't know the names and faces of all these industry people. And so that broadcast is very, very popular. And, of course, we do all the background work, and we don't charge any money for it, again, as a 501c3 nonprofit. and then another thing that we do is this idea of taking existing content and making it more available to the broader community. And we do have a flagship of the industry, and that is Hearts of Propeller, I mentioned, who has been, by the way, incidentally, props to them, extremely supportive of us and our efforts. And they had a series of propeller repair videos on YouTube, and it was a series of six YouTube videos. And so we said, well, what if we help you make those WINGS approved? And that's it. I mean, all we did. And that way, we can use the FASafety.gov communications resources to get the word out about these courses. And it's it's a phenomenal success, phenomenal success. We will be releasing it to the public, but it sat there waiting for all the approvals, and almost 1,000 people stumbled onto it, okay, because we haven't done any promotions or publications, and so that ought to be a big win for us and for everybody who wouldn't otherwise see it if, unless they knew it was there. So,
and if I may add, Loretta already mentioned the Insights broadcast. This is a, for a while we were doing this monthly. Now we're doing it quarterly, where we're featuring one of our members, one of our industry members, and introducing them to the broader public and showing, letting them showcase how safety is a central core value of what they are and what they do. And the next one is a week from yesterday, next week, Wednesday, April the 5th, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, where we will feature the American Bonanza Society. And this is a type club for Bonanza and Baron owners and travelers and dukes and duchesses and the like. And this organization has been around for 50 years, and they are all about safety. Safety for pilots, safety for mechanics that work on the aircraft, safety for the fleet about which we fly. So I've been a member for many years as well, and so I'm excited we're going to have both the president of the organization and their two executive directors make a presentation so that we'll get to learn about the organization and how safety is tantamount to everything that, that they do for the 10,000 members that, that they represent. So other folks will join in that webinar as well, but that's one of the examples. And then I wanted to take a few moments. I know we're getting close on time here, Tweet, but and they're whispering in your ear, not mine this time. our flagship product that Loretta mentioned just briefly is called Easy Wings, E-Z for easy, making it easier. So what we found as pilots and instructors is that a lot of pilots and CFIs and DPEs don't like to do the wings program because you have to go in the search for the activity and so on and so forth. So we made it easy with a smartphone app. We can now just tap on the smartphone. It'll automatically log us into the wings www.faasafety.gov website because it's a shell. We still have to use that website. But then we can quickly say, okay, I'm an airman or I'm a pilot requesting credit, or I'm a CFI validating credit, or I'm just going to give credit. And then if I'm a pilot requesting credit, I can say, okay, I just did a flight review, okay, and I can get credit for that flight review, wings credit for that flight review, earn a phase of wings. Or maybe I completed an IPC with my instructor, so I can get credit for an IPC, an instrument proficiency check. Or maybe I'm a pilot who just completed a check ride for a commercial rating in a glider. And my DPE can go in there and give me credit for that activity, those activities, and I will earn a phase of wings for what I just did. But the beauty of doing it with Easy Wings is you don't have to interface by yourself with the FAASafety.gov website and get possibly lost in trying to find the right activity and the like. This takes you directly to the specific activity without having to search for it. It just immediately pops up, and you can validate or give the credit, and you can do all this before you even leave the airport. So we figure that with Easy Wings, it's going to be so danged easy. Why wouldn't people want to use it? And if you can use it and get the pilot interested in the Wings Pilot Proficiency Program, while they're still excited about the flight they just finished and before they leave the airport, this is great. So you can see what's shown on the video monitor now. We've got, you can request for either request credit, validate credit if you're an instructor or DPE, or just give credit if no one requests it. And then you select the event. Is it a check ride, an IPC, a flight review, or something else? Or even student pilots can get credit now. And then we go to the various categories of airplanes, and we got it all loaded in. So no matter what the category and class of airplane, it'll take you directly to that activity in the WFAASafety.gov website. You don't have to go searching for it. It truly is easy. And even some old-time flight instructors and DPEs who say, I don't really like anything about automation, they see this and they go, whoa, I think I'm going to start using this. And so it's really amazing. We're turning the corner on it. We're seeing more and more interest. Over 100,000 people have looked at and downloaded the app.
100,000.
100,000
and one. I did that earlier.
This morning I got you to do it as well. So we're up over 100,000 now. Thank you, Tweet.
You know, you mentioned one thing, mechanics. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so there is a pilot proficiency program that covers AMTs, aviation mechanics, as well. And there's courses available for them. Now, there's no flight credit for them, of course, but
right.
there is there is knowledge credits that they can earn. That's so nice. We're trying to drive down the accident rate by addressing pilots and their needs, and also aviation mechanics, as they're integral and vital to our success in being safe. So mm-hmm. we're working with them as well.
Mm-hmm. Great. Now, this April 5th at 8 p.m., is everybody allowed to?
Yes, indeed.
How do we access that?
Loretta will be putting out a PR.
Press release.
Okay. And
newsletter.
And a spans notice.
Right, spans notice.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
But if you're interested and want to write it down now, it would be Wings Industry, Wings, like the thing on the left and right side of your fuselage, wingsindustry.net, N-E-T. And so there on that website, you can find the Insights broadcast and the link to it. So Wednesday, April 5th, 8 p.m. Eastern. I don't know what time that'd be in your time zone, but it's just you'll figure it out, I'm sure.
Yeah, that sounds good. We coming up to the end of the time, about 1 minute left. What would you like to share with the... Loretta, we hear from Ron all the time. Go ahead, Loretta.
All right. Well, you know, I think that the main thing and message I'd like to get across is, you know, it's not rocket science, all right? Everybody wins when everybody has an attitude of safety, right? And it you know, I almost feel trite saying it. But the fact of the matter is that aircraft crash at 70% rate because of the pilot. Aircraft crash for 70% rate because of the pilot. So the pilot it's incumbent on the pilot to seek the education. But it's incumbent on the industry to provide the education, to make it easy to get the education, to make it affordable.
Yeah, very good. Very good ending. Thank you very much. And we're all about safety here at the Florida Aviation Network, and so we're all volunteers with FAN. So we're hoping that everybody else will join in with us in thinking about safety first. So until we tweet again, safety first.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. Please visit our studio website to hear past programs.